This is Guardian of the Wills, a Rogue One, a Star Wars story fanfic, written by Prime Ideal and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pairing Cassian Andor K2SO, with additional tags for epistolary, wills, extra treat, post-Rogue One, references major canonical character death. The story was written for the Unconventional Fanworks Exchange. Summary. Cassian and K2 left an intangible legacy behind.
They also left a literal one.
Two. Solira Leha, Brontal Settlement, Fest. I-93R, Chief Financial Officer of the Silicon Union for Liberation, Ulnori Kessel. From Mon Mothma, Alliance to Restore the Republic, Location Classified. Subject: Financial Information. Dear I-93R and Ms. Leia, I recognize that this notification may come as a surprise, and that it may seem like a sort of long-distance fraud. Be assured that, although my position and that of my associates is at times tenuous, I am not making any kind of request of you, nor do you need to provide any resources in order to receive credits. Any personal information, such as an account to where I can deposit funds, should be considered strictly voluntary. I also recognize that it is impossible to explain the details of the situation without referencing the actions of the Alliance, an organization which many consider to be criminal and/or terrorist in nature. I have no intention of defending my political views with you, and will understand if you do not wish to pursue contact. The reason I am writing to you concerns Cassian Andor, a first cousin once removed of Miss Leia, and K2SO, a longtime admirer of the SUL's practices. Both were selfless intelligence operatives of the Alliance, and both have been confirmed killed in action in a recent operation. They were also deeply committed to each other. While I do not have formal documentation of the relationship, and I expect it would have been under aliases even if they had been registered, I have no doubt that each was the most significant person in each other's lives. I don't know the exact details of the biological-robotic relationship, but frankly, it's none of my business. Captain Andor often displayed a fatalistic streak, and I suspect that he did not expect to survive long in his chosen career. In any event, neither I nor any of his commanding officers have knowledge that he left a formal will, and under Clause 7.11 of Republic Bill T4 on Kinship and Finance, somehow the Empire hasn't bothered to overturn that one, his assets were default to Miss Leha as his nearest surviving relative. Most of those are very small deposits stored under various aliases for the purpose of establishing authenticity. K2SO, however, left a short but verifiable decrypted document that lists his financial accounts, including a surprising number of credits earned by diverting pre-sentient Imperial banking algorithms. The document clearly stated that in the event of his death, all of his assets should go to Andor, or if Andor was already deceased, the SUL. This presents some difficulty. Namely, I am not aware of which of them died first. Due to the scale of the Empire's militarization, anyone who knew the answer is almost certainly dead themselves. Several judges have interpreted the similar Bill H-65 to mean that, absent of any other information, the older individual should be assumed to have died first. In this case, that would be Captain Andor. However, I do not believe Bill H-65 was designed with droids in mind. K2SO cannot be compared to a human born at the same time, who would have had much less maturity and much less place in a war, in terms of comparative life expectancy. Therefore, I am exercising my authority as an interim governor in exile to pool their assets and distribute them evenly between you. I strongly believe that if Andor had known he would die first, he would have wanted K2 to inherit anything substantial, as K2 clearly did for him. I also believe it is important to honor K2's wishes about his secondary beneficiary, and to defer to established precedent as regards Andor's non-K2 next of kin. Although Andor was reticent to discuss his personal life in great detail, his sacrifice for the Alliance should not diminish the fact that he was a human with a human family and a past. Again, neither I nor the Alliance need anything from you to deposit this money, unless you have an alternate account to suggest. If you have any questions, please respond to this secure address. If it has been deactivated, contact Senator Tierna Palmo of Taris. Her staff should be able to assist you. Best wishes, Mon Mothma. The end. Arthur's notes.
2 days later. Davids. Mon, we're gonna need you to do the same thing for Bail Organa.
Mon. Oh.
Davids. And his entire planet of Alderaan.
Mon.
What?
Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded as part of Voice Team 2020 to meet the challenge Simulpod. There is also a version of this podfic recorded by CC Rambles, and potentially one recorded by Litrapod as well. So you should check those out, and we should get points for it. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it.
I hope my Mon accent wasn't too terrible.
And yeah, have a nice day.